What's up, everyone? We are back with Anthony Gargano, Philly sports talk legend. And this is the Wise Guys. We're looking at NFL week two. We got your best bets. And cuz week one, pretty good. Pretty good for the Wise Guys. How about that? The sharp bet on Tampa. You didn't need the points. You didn't need it. Right. You need the points. That should have been a pizza. That should have been a pizza bet. Take them outright to win. Little money line action.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I love Tampa. I just thought I was not a Minnesota guy. I just, you know, that was one of the games. You were on Miami, dude.
Miami.
You like Miami?
Tua. I love you Tua. I'm a Tua guy. I'm a Tua believer.
You are. You're a Tua truther.
Tua with Tua.
And by the way, we said Lions outright too.
Yeah. Oh, Lions all day. It was a good weekend for betting. The San Francisco bet. I'm on the, you know,
that was my only clunker.
Yeah.
Because I was on Pittsburgh and that was my only clunker.
That was the sharp side. I had a lot of sharp people call me up there on, and I was like, you know what? I get it. I accept. So I will take the square side on occasion. But then you saw like the Jets. Basically, the sharp bet was the Jets also. And the football gods refused to allow them to lose that game.
That was unbelievable. I mean, I still can't believe it.
That's the football.
Can't believe Aaron Rodgers. I just four plays. You as a Jet fan. I mean, that's insane. Just absolutely insane.
I called it on the showdown breakdown before the game, and I literally said, "Listen, I don't want to."
You have shares of Zach Wilson?
No, because I discussed it. And I said I don't even think Zach Wilson makes value, even if he comes in. So it wasn't worth playing. But I said, you know, I don't want to talk this into happening. But as a Jets fan, all I can tell you is have some shares of Zach Wilson because we've seen it before. We've seen it, but Vinny Testaverde, the minute as a Jets fan, you allow even a little kernel, a little nugget of hope, of optimism into your soul, a Jets fan can never do that because it always ends the same way.
You guys are cursed.
It is war. But you don't even know. Vinny Testaverde, Bill Parcells, this is our year. Achilles, the same leg, right? Chad Pennington, the next Joe Montana. Yeah. The next Joe Montana. 10 seconds later, shoulder torn. Lost for the season. Yeah, I've lived this.
He's not Tony Montana.
Yeah. Nothing. He was the next Joe.
Yeah.
And then it all went downhill. I've been living this. I was ready for it. Yeah, I don't even feel bad. I knew it was coming.
I know. Your mood, it's pretty amazing. I would be devastated. I'd be morose. I'd have a crepe on the door.
I don't allow it anymore. Brett Favre, 8-0. This is our year. Guy never missed a game in a 17-year career. Comes to the Jets. All of a sudden, he's hurt. That was it. That was the Brett Favre era. 8 games. That was enough. Sick of it. That's why I'm a fantasy football man, cuz. This is why.
Geekus.
You know it.
Where are you, Geekus?
Let's talk.
Geekus.
You got
Hello,
me?
Geekus.
We coming through? Now, all right, there we go. We're caught up. All right. Let's talk.
All right, let's do this, man.
Yeah, we're talking NFL week two, cuz. And we're going to talk the Sunday main slate. We're going to talk about these games. We're going to give out some bets, some pizza bets, some exciting bets. First game of the weekend, right? Sunday morning, Ravens at the Bengals.
Bengals. Oh, wait. So we're not doing Eagles?
I need to talk to you about the Eagles. Actually, before I don't want to do the Thursday night game. Actually, give me your prediction on Thursday. Eagles 6.5 point favorites. What do you say?
Lay it. I hate the Vikings. I think that defense is horrible. I think, short week is tough. Eagles showed a lot of rust, but I think the Eagles roll. I think their offense gets better. I like now Vikings could score, right? Like so, I like the over is probably be my best play. I like the over Eagles team total.
I think you take the Eagles money line here and just feel safe about it. DraftKings put out a pretty awesome deal where if they go up by 7 at any point, you cash your money line. I just hammered it for the max. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I took. Now, because what I wanted to ask you about with the Eagles is who is the running back? I need clarity on this. All right, talking the Eagles.
Right. You know, it's going to be Gainwell. I got to believe at some point.
But Gainwell's out. He's done.
I mean, it has to be at some point. Gainwell's got to come back, and they got to get DeAndre Swift.
Who's going to start tomorrow? Who's the main running back for tomorrow night's game with Gainwell out?
Wait, pause it for a second. What did you say about?
All right, cuz I got to ask. With Gainwell likely out tomorrow night, everybody who's playing the showdown wants to know, who's going to lead the backfield? Is it going to be Swift? Are you bringing in Penny? What's the story? Bart Scott?
No, it's funny not because, Bart, yeah, Boston Scott.
Boston Scott.
He's not, yeah, it's funny because, you know, I thought that they would, that Swift was underused last week. He only got a carry. He got two targets. He only one catch. And, you know, he's great out of the backfield. And Penny was a healthy scratch. So I got to believe that, you know, the Swift gets some carries. And I think it's a true, like for the showdown, I think you have to have shares of all three.
Oh, that's the worst answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm yeah.
And then when you build your lineups, build the same lineup with all three of them, like, you know, in place of each other.
Yeah. I got to see if Rashad Penny even, I assume he'll be active for this one.
If
Gainwell isn't. So, yeah. It's always a rough situation with the Eagles and the running back. So let's move on to the Sunday main slate, cuz. And let's talk some bets here. Big game in the AFC North here between the Ravens and the Bengals. Bengals are 3-point home favorites, 3.5-point home favorites, but Joe Burrow looked terrible last week. Like, can we trust Joe Burrow as a favorite after what he did last week?
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. I love Baltimore in the game because I think Baltimore will be able to move the ball. I agree. I don't think Cincinnati will be in rhythm early. And I think, you know, people have to be careful because they see the Bengals and it was ugly and Cleveland wins and they're going to want to go and chase the Bengals. Don't chase. All right. Don't Vincent chase.
Don't do it. Right?
Don't do it, man.
Be like Turtle.
Right.
The sharp. The Turtle was the wise guy of that group. You know, it was always Turtle.
Yes.
He's a wise guy.
Yes. Yes. Don't Jamar Chase either.
Chase him.
Yeah, I like Baltimore. I like their offense. Now, Dobbins was a big loss for them with the Achilles, but I like their passing game. And let me just give somebody flowers. Speaking of play on words, let me give him Zay flowers. And that's the geek who in the entire summer was talking about Zay flowers. He told everybody to stash him in your fantasy league. You told the world Zay Flowers, and Zay Flowers is a stud.
They
you
didn't
saw
listen.
That coming, geek.
Because they didn't listen. You know how I know? I got him in every one of my fantasy leagues. No one listened. As he was a bench rider. You're picking him up. He wasn't even drafted as a starter. Now you're moving him into your starting lineup in your fantasy league, and you're leaving him there all year long.
I drafted him because of you.
I love it. I was on your air time
talking
about Zay. So I think that was my sleeper when you put me on the spot.
Yeah.
I was like, just get Zay on your bench.
Yeah. No, you're right on, brother. You
Geek
killed it.
Maximus. We don't play games. I love it. I am on board with you on the Ravens play. I will be making that an official bet of mine as well. I like it. I don't get why the Bengals would be favored here. It does not sit right with me. So I'm on the Ravens side as well. Next up, we've got the Bears heading out to see the Buccaneers in Tampa. And, Fields, the offensive line, what is going on in Chi-Town? It was ugly. Because you tell me, are the Packers that great defensively? Or are they that bad? Or is it something in between? Because I was like, what is happening here? I thought the Packers defense was kind of in the mid, and they were destroyed. The sacks. The offensive line could not hold up. This was ugly in Chicago.
Pretty wild, right? I mean, incredible. I mean, I liked, if you remember, we liked Green Bay in the game.
As you like Green Bay, I'm not going to take credit for that because I was not really sure on that game. I was expecting Fields, but you definitely liked the Packers.
I love Jordan Love. Yeah. And I think he's the truth. I do. I think he's the truth. I liked Green Bay a lot on Sunday. That was one of the games I really liked. I'm going to come back with Tampa again. I'm going to come back with the Baker. I'm going to come back with the Buccaneers, and I'm going to lay it.
Laying 2.5. Go,
wow, Minnesota. I'm telling you, Buccaneers aren't bad. And I'm not a believer in Chicago, so I'm gonna continue to back Tampa.
That Chicago offensive line needs to prove it at this point before you could trust them at all. And quite honestly, the only thing worse than the Bears' offensive line is the Bears' defense.
Yeah.
What were they doing out there? So, it was ugly.
I like Tampa, dude. I mean, I just think, again, I'll take them all day. I just think they're going to win the game, and I think you got a good line.
Yeah, as long as it's not over 3. At 3.5, I'm off it. But at 2.5, I'm on board with the Bucs as well. Official play. All right. Next up, we've got the Packers heading into Atlanta, take on the Falcons. Falcons are 1.5-point home underdogs in this one. And
go Pack, go.
Whoa. Okay.
And then I lay. You want to lay 6.5? You
know, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. See, I would that side. So you're going pizza style on this big win for the Packers.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody's going to go, wow, it was kind of a fluke. Let's see. Do it again. Atlanta at home. I love Green Bay. I think I don't like Atlanta a little bit. I like the Pack all day long. I'm like doing a double digit piece.
Wow. I like this. All right, that's a strong take. I need to
think. I love Jordan Love. You watch, he's a player, dude.
They gotta get some wide receiver talent back. They need Christian Watson on that team to sustain offense.
When he comes back, he's such a home run hitter, man.
You know, this week in DFS, Aaron Jones looks like he'll be out. This week in DFS, it's lock button on AJ Dillon.
Yeah,
lock him in. All the lineups, just lock him in. We're going to lock button AJ Dillon here in this spot. All right. I'm down with that. Now Colts at the Texans. Colts are 1.5-point road favorites. This is a weird one. I don't have a side on this game. Richardson shocked me last week. He was way more competent. A lot of people, I bet the Jaguars.
I gotta tell you, I did not expect that. Shane Steichen, who we knew in Philly as the OC, was fantastic with Anthony Richardson. They're running the Jalen Hurts offense, and it worked. It worked. So, but I have no interest in this game. It's two bad teams, and I'm gonna, to me, this is a complete stay away.
Yeah, it's a disaster. I'm glad you said that because I have no side on that one. But I do have to admit, mea culpa, I did not think Anthony Richardson would be able to look like a competent NFL quarterback that soon. He did.
I agree. I thought he would struggle and the whole thing, but he was terrific.
Yeah, credit to him. If he plays like that again, the Colts are winning this game, I'll tell you right now. All right, game of the week, because this is the one that we're going to be watching on Sunday. Chiefs at the Jaguars, 51-point total. Chiefs, 3.5-point road favorites here. You know, fair numbers. I have to say, the Chiefs offense looked out of whack without Kelce in there and with their group of ne'er-do-well wide receivers. One more drop than the next. If Kadarius...
Well, I mean, Kadarius Toney loses the game. Like, the pick six is on him. All the drops. I mean, he was horrible. I mean, quite frankly, as much as I said I was, you know, feel like, oh, I said Detroit. I mean, Kadarius Toney gift-wrapped that game.
Yep. They should that was ridiculous. Sky Moore dropping passes late, but Kadarius Toney just being a disaster. It was ugly to watch. I felt bad for Mahomes. It's a disservice to that man to have no wide receivers on the team.
I know.
Why would you do that? But why would you?
It reminds me of Andy years and years ago when he first started with the Eagles. They had no wide receivers. They had Tarvin Small, Charles Johnson, Freddie Mitchell, Todd Pinkston, all these names, Nay Brown, they were horrible. And it wasn't until T.O. came that they got, you know, what they made the Super Bowl, the whole thing. what kills them, it's a shame because you saw it last week. If Tyreek Hill, like, you can't let Tyreek Hill walk. Like, you got to do whatever you can to keep Tyreek Hill. You just do. Shame.
How do you let?
I mean, they won a Super Bowl without him, so Andy knows better. I mean, I can't. But just weapons wise, I mean, it would probably have been a lot easier if Tyreek Hill was on that team last year.
Can you imagine? Like, they won the Super Bowl with nothing, and when Kelsey's gone,
it's unbelievable.
When Kelsey's out, he's got no one to throw to that he can rely on. Yeah. I mean, Rashee Rice was the star, and he ain't that good. So. Tough situation. I love the Jaguars offense this year. Ridley, the Riddler. He looks so good with Sunshine out there. Sunshine and the Riddler. Like, I need to, like, make a movie about that or something. It's too good of a
script. Just let me know.
Yeah, let's script that, cuz. So, Jaguars, tons of weapons. I think they're going to be able to keep it. I love this game for DFS purposes. You got a bet here, though? Can you lay the 3.5 on the road for the Chiefs?
I wouldn't. I mean, to me... And I know Kansas City coming off a loss. Andy's teams sometimes start off slow. They win the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville wins the game outright. I like the Jaguars in the game. I love their offense. I do. I think this is a Jacksonville game all the way. And again, like, the Chiefs are amazing. Like, I trust me, I love those guys. I love Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo. They're my guys. They're friends of mine. But again, you win the Super Bowl, you're going to sometimes you start off slow. Kelsey will be back, but let's see how he, you know, been dinged up, the whole thing. I could see Jacksonville scoring.
I like the over in this one, cuz I think this is the game where you want to target the over. Both teams can score. You know, KC could have 21 points at the half. And quite honestly, this, I could easily see this game. As a matter of fact, I'm pizzaing the over. I think you could push the over from 51 to 56, 57, 58, get a little extra juice. This thing could be at 40 at halftime.
Okay, so you know what you should do? Here's your bet. You ready? Both teams to score 35 points.
Ooh,
will be like 25 to 1 or
yeah, that is an insane. I like it. Like, just the game goes nuts.
Or 30 to 30 points. I mean, 35 is excessive.
30, can, I don't even know. Yeah,
they but could easily do that.
Both teams over 30. I'd have to pause this and spend like 5 minutes calculating that. But that's probably like a 20-1 or something. Like, you get some serious odds on that. So I like it. I like it. All right, cuz, let's.
I'm actually looking this up because they offer that.
Yeah, you could get it. It's going to take, that's what I'm saying, take a minute to put the parlay together. So while you're doing that, I'm going to introduce the next game.
Okay.
The Raiders at the Bills. Raiders, 9.5-point road underdogs. Bills coming off the loss to the Jets. Really brutal loss. The Raiders kind of offense got the win. Ugly game. At Denver, Bills are coming back with a fury this week, I think. But did you what are the odds on that bet? Were you able to pull that up?
Yeah. So both teams to score 30 points. Jacksonville, Kansas City is 5-1 plus 500. Both teams to score 35 points is 13-1.
I'll take it.
I mean, 13-1. That's a pizza bet.
Better than 2-1 for
20 bucks, and you walk with 280. You know,
I like it. I think that game can explode for points, so I think that's within reason of 13-1, and that could easily, it could be 41-36 as a final score. A little egg on our face if it randomly goes low scoring, but I love that game to explode. What about the Bills? So is Josh Allen just bad when Brian Daboll isn't his coach? Or, he's got a history of bounce back after bad
games. The Jets defense is good.
It is very good.
Let's not forget that. Like, you know, I know Josh Allen played horrible, but that Jets defense is a good defense. I can only look one way. That would be Buffalo.
I don't know if I want to lay the 10. I'm not laying the 10, actually. I do know that I won't lay it. So it's probably a no bet spot for me. Oh, actually, I might make that part of a teaser. So that'll probably go in my monster teaser, which smashed last week, by the way.
What was your monster? How many points?
Well, the Monsters 13 point teaser, four games. And, you know, I like to give a, I call it the suck a bet teaser.
What's the payout?
It pays minus 140. So you got to hit a lot of spots.
See, yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, I'm not a
fan of that. But I like winning. I like winning.
The problem is that you got to pick four teams, right? Four teams without, like, this league is messed up. So
I'll tell you what the monster teaser was last week. And you tell me, this was a lock button. I was locked in. We had, all right, because my sucker bet teaser last week, right? The 13 pointer. You tell me this wasn't a lock. I did. And I gave this out in the Sharp app Discord. So, you know, whoever jumped on it did cash it. But I had Jaguars plus 8.5, Eagles plus 9, Chargers plus 10, and Ravens plus 3.5. These were every game. I was like, this is a lock. This is winning.
That's a great play. That's good.
Well, it worked. I mean, listen, it's not that pat yourself on the back on a minus 140, but it's fun to win. That's
what
I like.
I'm with you. Listen, bottom line is I'm with you. You can't lay 10. You should never do that. So,
that one would probably be teasable, I would say.
Well, the way you do it, I would not tease on a regular 6-point teaser. I would never do that because it's over a field goal. Like, I only do teasers if it's you're laying 2.5 or less.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. You could also tease the other way, but. All right, let's move on to a game we're a bettable spot here. Your beloved LA Chargers heading out to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Chargers are 3-point road favorites in this one.
Is he the worst coach ever?
It's just they always lose late because I told you this would happen.
How about Herbert? Herbert didn't have a great night, great game. I mean, Eckler was awesome.
It was all Eckler in that game, and Eckler's hurt this week. Herbert's a great player, but I said this last week. It hasn't clicked yet. It might be the coach.
Well, I mean, it wasn't his fault. I mean, like, let's face it. They don't win because that defense got shredded by Tyreek Hill and Tua.
The coach didn't figure out to put somebody on Hill. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I cashed my Dolphins bet, Butler bet. So that was cool. But yeah, that's a weird one. So can the Chargers, coming off the loss, Titans coming off a loss, Titans not looking that great to me, just looking a little out of sorts in week one. Derrick Henry barely on the field. I don't know what's up with that. And now we get the Chargers, maybe with Joshua Kelly as the lead back with no Eckler, laying 3. I'm not comfortable laying the points on the road, but I think the Chargers probably should win.
Yeah, I would think so, but I agree with you. I'm not doing that.
Uncomfortable one. All right, let's move on to Seahawks Lions. Now, do you remember last year this game blew up like nothing, like nobody's business? One of the biggest games of the year from an offensive standpoint. Now the Lions, Jared Goff put up 33 fantasy points. Like, he never does that. And we get a rematch here. Lions coming in at home, minus 5.5. Seahawks on the road, plus 5.5 in this one. Geno did not look great to me week one at all. Seahawks did not look great to me week one at all. Can they turn it around here? Can they cover? Or can you get the 5.5? Can they cover?
Ah, man, I don't want to lay it. I don't. I like the Lions. Like, we talked about this. But, man, that 5, that's healthy. I don't want to lay it at all. I mean, you bring it down to 3. But I don't know. I mean, that Seahawks team, who knows? You know?
Seahawks can come in and win this game. This is a risky spot. It's almost dog or pass in the sense that you almost want to take the plus points if you want to bet it. I don't feel a blowout coming here. I think it'll be a close enough game that I wouldn't – I think it's Seattle or bust. On the betting, and I don't think that this is not an official show bet. I'm not going to take a side here. I don't want to take a side on that one. That's too strong. But it would be Seahawks or bust for me in that game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel the same way. I just go, I don't know. I want to like Detroit. I mean, is that a better teaser play? I guess. It's so early. I don't know what Seattle, you know, again, they were disappointing last week. But, I mean, at this point, man, I say to stay away. I hate to cop out, but I think stay away.
Giants. You know, the Giants broke records for the worst offensive performance in the history of the NFL in week one.
What?
Yeah, they broke records for the most inept offensive performance ever in the history.
Really a week one? Wow. I mean, not just week one. Shock, but you know,
there was a great. I wish I could credit the person who came up with the stat, right? But there was a great meme or something that came out after the game that said, like, you know, seven sacks, losing by 40 or nothing, you know, pick six, interception return for a touchdown. They basically said no team has ever done all of these things in an entire season ever. And the Giants pulled it off in a single game. So their offensive ineptitude was epic.
But we talked about this. I didn't get them, man. I don't get Daniel Jones. I never got him. You and I would argue about him.
I like Jones more than you, still.
Yeah, I don't like him a little bit. I never liked him. You know that. You're my witness.
You have hated him. You have been you coined the phrase, Danny Dime a dozen. I mean, you know, not a Danny Dimes fan. Listen, I think the Giants bounce back here. I think the Cardinals defense is really good. And the Cowboys defense is really good. And they made the Giants their bitch. They're about to do it to the Jets this week. So we'll see it all happen again.
Yes. Yeah.
It's all going to happen all over again. Cardinals, not that good of a team.
No. And they were in the game. But look, if you look at that game, they had the defensive score. They did nothing offensively. I mean, nothing.
No. They're somehow terrible.
They had turnovers. It was ugly. So, I mean, that's why that game was close.
Terrible on offense, the Cardinals. The Giants are on the road again, the worst game we've ever seen, and they're 5.5-point road favorites. That's unbelievable. But yet it's appropriate because the Cardinals are absolutely terrible on offense as well. I think the Giants are a better offense than what the Cardinals are. They will show it here. Do I want to lay 5.5 though on the Giants on the road?
No.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking the Cardinals though.
No, you can't touch that game.
No.
I mean, listen, to me, it's Giants or nobody because look, Dallas's defense, the truth, like you said, I agree. I think Arizona stinks. So I think it's a get well spot. But again, do you want to lay points with that Giants team? I mean, I don't.
No, I'm not laying the points. It's better to stay away. Save your money for this next game. Where you're going to get a rare call from me on this one, because it is the Cowboys at home, -9.5, taking on the Jets. And the rare call is this. I'm not a lay 9 kind of guy.
Yeah, but you got to do it.
You could lay the 9.
Yeah.
Lay it. Lay 20. Lay 20, because it's fine.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Zach Wilson is... Think about how ugly it's going to get for Zach Wilson.
Oh, my goodness. That kid, first of all, never gets better. What is amazing about him is his third year, the tutelage, all that. He never looks different. You rush. This is the worst possible matchup for Zach Wilson. Now, always could be wrong. Everything could be wrong. But if there was – you put pressure on Zach Wilson, he's looking to the stands. He's looking at the hotties.
I agree, dude. I think you're spot on.
He does not have a brain. He's like me. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to share a story of the golf course, okay? And you will love this story. I'm at a invitational golf outing thing, and I am very bad at golf. Like, I am not good. I can hit it once in a while. I hit it at the driving range. As soon as I get to the thing, I'm not very good, right? Hole number 4, who's hanging out? It's a celebrity. Sean O'Hara. Former Giants offensive lineman.
I like Sean. Yeah, great guy.
Awesome guy. But I show up. First of all, here's what blew my mind. Sean is ripped like a freaking bodybuilder. I'm like, where is the pudgy offensive lineman? He's standing there like the picture in the in the encyclopedia of what a man is supposed to look like. And all of us are just looking like what like an imperfect version of that is. And this guy is with the jaw and the muscles and the height. I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? What are you? So I'm so nervous now because Sean O'Hare is watching. So the fourth hole is you have closest to the hole and you go up against Sean O'Hara. I'm like, dude, I say to the foursome I'm with, look at this fucking guy. He looks like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger out there. I'm just hoping that I can make contact with the ball and that it just goes forward. Of course it didn't. I totally shanked it. It was a disaster. And the reason I share the story is because then the next hole without Sean O'Hara, I crushed one on a par three within 3 feet of the hole. But like I was like, if Sean O'Hara saw this, I would be cloud nine, but he's gone. That's why I can do it. As soon as the pressure is on, I'm fucking hitting it left or anywhere, but I have no contact. I'm swinging and a miss. And that's Zach Wilson's athletic career. You put pressure on this kid, he just loses it. And I don't think you could fix that. I don't think you fix it. He's horrible as soon as there's any pressure on him. The head just gets nervous and he's gone.
I love it. It's a great analogy. Great story. Great analogy. Wow. Spot on. Lay it. And I think you can, because you could see this, the way this thing's going to go. The hype on Dallas is already starting. Like, oh. And the truth of the matter is they do have a great defense. I think their defense is really good. I still go, Dak running West Coast? I'm going to see that.
I feel like Dallas is a pretty good team, but they were a pretty good team last year too, and they always find a way to fuck it up.
And again, you know, you got to run. You're running a West Coast offense with Dak Prescott. I got to say it. I think their defense is great, but you know they're going to be vulnerable.
Jets don't score in this game.
Agreed.
Not once. No score.
I'm with you. Unless Breece Hall breaks one.
It would be a fluke like that. And Breece looked great, by the way. You know who looks great? Breece and Garrett Wilson. All the pieces on the Jets, the defense, everything about the Jets is good. It's just, again, we're now without a quarterback again. And that's just how that's my life now.
Yeah.
That's our life now. You know who looked pretty good last week, cuz? The Rams, Matthew Stafford.
Let me ask you a question. Because I like him this week. I know it's crazy that you're looking at the Niners and, oh, the mighty Niners coming off of they just killed Pittsburgh. And I was wrong. That was my worst play of the weekend. I was all over the Steelers. I thought Pickett. I believed the hype. And the Niners dominated. So I was wrong on that.
It was ugly.
I like the Rams. I think eight's too many points.
It's a lot of points. I'm with you. I don't want to lay the 8.5. I do think the 49ers win the game, but I want to say this. Stafford looked pretty good out there. Puka Nakua
healthy, he's a good quarterback. He can throw the ball. If you protect him and he's healthy, he's going to move the ball.
I don't understand how you could be that bad last year and then just come back and be really good. It's bizarre to me, but
he's hurt and they didn't protect him.
I think he must've been more hurt than we know.
Ball is back. Well, remember, he had back problems. Yeah.
Puka Nakua, 15 targets, 10 receptions last week. Yeah. So they seem to have found themselves.
He's a college football fantasy beast. You know that?
No.
DFS college football. Are you a big DFS guy?
No, I can't play it in New York. It's banned in New York State. So I don't get to learn the players. Nakua
was a stud.
Was he? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I love it. I love it. A lot of people were on Puka. Not me. I'm not going to take credit for that one. I'll take credit for Zay Flowers. But a lot of people were on Puka. The guy is out. I picked him up in my fantasy leagues. Wherever he was available, spent my fobs. And I'm starting him this week.
Are you?
Yeah. In the starting lineup. Get him right in there. Take advantage. What did I say? The hype train. I'm getting on board early. And if it picks up steam, we're going to be in good shape. All right. Sunday night football, cuz. The Dolphins at the Patriots. The Patriots played some good football week one. Couldn't pull it out. kept Hurts field goals. Now the Dolphins head on the road for a second week in a row here. Don't like to come back from the West Coast, start traveling to the Northeast. Not a good betting scenario, but they're 3-point road favorites.
This is the ultimate trap. Like, they're going to tell you, you're going to go, I love the Dolphins. Everybody and their mother will be all Miami, Miami, Miami. And I understand why. I mean, you know, to go out to the Chargers and have that. I mean, I can totally understand it. But that's the sucker. That's the sucker. And you gotta like resist every temptation you have in your body that tells you Miami, Miami, Miami. And you gotta hold your nose and go with Mac Jones in the Patriots.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want that game.
It's no fun. You go, I got Tyreek, I got Waddle, I got Tua. Trust me. This is a Patriots line. All day long, this is where you got to go. New England, Belichick, Mac Jones, and that ugliness.
Oh, I can't do it, but I get it. I get it. There's no way you could touch the Dolphins on the road here.
Trust me, you can't do it because it's the ultimate sucker.
Sucker bet. Sucker. I'm not betting the Dolphins because I agree with you. That's a sucker bet. Sucker bet right now. You can't touch it. Do I want to bet the Patriots?
No.
Mac Jones, though.
You sit there and go, oh, man, it's so salivating. Like, they're leaving it. Like, it's a three for a reason. They're like, take the Dolphins. Take the Dolphins. And you're like, it's like dangling, you know, a piece of pizza. And you're hungry. You want to eat the pizza. Don't eat that pizza.
You put a pizza on a string in front of me, I'll pull the cart all the way to the next town, like a donkey. I'll just run for the pizza.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do this.
Patsy's, a slice of Patsy's. Here's Geek.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Go Patriots.
Monday night game. Real quick, Saints at the Panthers. Saints 3-point road favorites. Panthers, you know, Bijan, the running game. They're running all over your face. They got I'm thinking the Falcons. The Panthers, Bryce Young out there, Miles Sanders not looking that great. This is a Saints game, -3. I think you got to go Saints.
I guess.
That's
one of those, early season. You put that on Monday night? Like, why don't you put the Panthers on Monday night?
It's the early game. They did a doubleheader.
Yes, this is like, I guess Joe Buck's not. Which one will Joe Buck be at?
He will be on the early one because I watch Peyton and Eli.
He'll be Brown Steelers, right?
Yeah, he's going to be on the late one.
That's at 8:15.
Yeah.
So it's not like before where it's 7:15 and 10:15.
Wait, what the hell? Wait a minute now. Yeah, wait a second here. These games overlap. What kind of shenanigans? Is the NFL
you're
going to
go ESPN2, and then you'll go ABC, ESPN.
What the hell is this shenanigan on a Monday night?
It's on ESPN, and then the other one's on ABC.
But they're over.
Brown Steelers that's a great game. That's Buck Aikman. That's the ABC game. We'll have to be Buck Aikman. Yes.
I'm trying to. Why would they make the two games overlap? If you're gonna do it, start the freaking game at 6:00. Start the next one at 9:00. What is this? What is this craziness that's happening here? What maniac made this schedule? But nonetheless, I think you bet the Saints in that game and you lay the 3.
Yeah, I don't like that game.
As far as the Browns and Steelers, is this the spot where that Steelers team that you thought might be there in the offseason?
I'm gonna be the sucker.
Sucker bet. Browns?
I'm gonna go Steelers.
Steelers. Oh,
going I'm right gonna go Steelers. It. I'm gonna one more. I gotta go one more week with them.
You want to taste the pain
before
one more
I
time.
Abandon? Yeah, before I abandon them, I gotta see whether they gotta come back after that horrible.
No, abandon ship. Abandon ship. Get off.
Okay. Get so off. You're going the same theory. I'm telling you. right, about trusting your eyes, you say
the Browns are Pittsburgh. Good.
Okay, I got
the Browns are a good team. They have talent everywhere. They're better than the Steelers at quarterback. They're better than the Steelers at wide receiver. They're better than the Steelers at running back. Defense? The Browns have a pretty good defense, too. I don't know where the Steelers are better than the Browns.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, again, I'm not – you like the Browns more than I do. But listen, I think they're a good team. So, I, you know, again, and I still got to – it's not like Watson played great last week.
No, but he played like Deshaun Watson. Like, he looked fine.
He looked better.
Yeah, he looked fine. Yeah, not great. By the way, last week it was the Bengals sucking. Like, I don't know. Right. I don't know that much about the Browns. The Bengals were terrible. Right. I don't know that much about the team, but I do know. You know, you want to put up Amari Cooper up against even. By the way, Deontay Johnson out this week, so it's George Pickens and Allen Robinson at wide receiver. It's not a good pair at wide, and they both do similar things. It's not a good pairing for me. I don't like the running back in Pittsburgh. Najee has just not been special at all. Just not.
Yeah. Listen, you make up great points. You make great points. I hear you. Yeah. It's probably a sucker. Like, you're right. I just got this sucker weird Steeler thing. So I get it.
These low-scoring games, though.
My conviction is not something great. Like, I would not do a Butler off of it. So
no. Yeah. I think the – would you Butler – the Dolphins Patriots game.
No. But
wise choice.
No, I would not do it. Why, you want to do it?
No.
Listen, what was our one last week?
It was Miami Chargers, and I'm a plus one. Right? I'm a plus it wasn't one. Tampa? No, because you didn't want to go against Tampa. You like the Tampa play, so we were both on Tampa.
Okay, you both of us like Tampa.
Yeah, so.
I love Tampa, so I didn't know. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we were both on the Tampa side last week.
All right. You're up 1-0, baby. I love it.
1-0. That never happens.
No, the big bet of the week. I'm not rolling on a Butler this week.
The big bet of the week is we've got – all right, so some spots we like, right?
Ravens. Real quick, let me just give you the ones I like, and then you run the ones you like. I like over Eagles team total as a play. I like Buffalo. I like Baltimore catching 3.5 against Cincinnati. I like that a lot. That would be one of my larger plays. I like Jacksonville plus the 3.5. I like Green Bay minus the 1 in Atlanta. I think that's legit. I like the Buccaneers laying 2.5 to Chicago. We both kind of lean Giants, but that's a hold your nose. I like the Rams catching 8. We love Dallas laying the 9. I would go Washington plus 3.5 in Denver. I think that's a sucker piece. And then I like New England.
There we go. That's I'm in agreement on most of those. I don't want to rehash it. So let's wrap it up there, cuz really good stuff. Great bets. We crushed it week 1. Let's do it again week 2. Guys, hit the like button, subscribe. We'll be back every week breaking down these bets, crushing, making money. We'll see you next time.